How can you achieve more with less? Cyril Kortleven gives tips on how to boost your event. Hi Cyril, welcome in our studio. You did wrote a book, Less is Beautiful. What can we learn as event industry from your book?
Yes, I've written this book because I had a feeling that we live in a world where it's always more, more, more.
Yeah.
And certainly as an event organizer, all the things that you have to do, it's quite complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've tried is find some interesting examples how you can apply less is more in different industries.
Yeah.
But for example, in the event industry, one of the things that I've seen is that the presentations sometimes get shorter and shorter. And you have to, the TED Talks,
yeah,
as an example,
yeah,
but also Pecha Kucha.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a format where you only have 20 slides, 20 seconds, so 6 minutes 40. What happens,
yeah,
the speaker really has to go to the essence of the story.
Yeah.
But that's not a problem, because afterwards the participants can ask more questions if they want, or you can do something,
mm-hmm,
with the audience where they can go a bit more in depth. But you really get to the essence, and that's quite interesting. Some other things that I've seen is instead of organizing everything yourself, what,
mm-hmm,
could be interesting for event organizers is the crowdfunding. So, for example, you have a team, you have some speakers, and you have the abstract of the conference, what you want to do. But you say, we need at least 100 participants, and then we start organizing,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And that's quite interesting, because then you already have your budget, and you can play.
Yeah, and can even ask what kind of speakers your audience,
yes,
wants.
Yeah, what I've seen is that sometimes they put a short list of speakers,
mm-hmm,
on the website, and then the participants can choose. Ah, I would like to see this speaker or that speaker. Of course, you need to plan it long in advance that you can hire those speakers, but it's quite interesting because you already start interacting with your audience. Yeah. In advance of the event.
And so is there in our society really a need for this kind of approach?
What I see is that in the society, it's still about, yeah, we need more, but there is also a counter trend. So,
mm-hmm,
I see that people get tired of too many emails, too many trends that are happening. And I have a feeling that people want to get relaxed a bit more and need reflection time. So I think there is a need for this topic.
Yeah.
And a few of those examples might, yeah, give you inspiration to look at the topic from a different perspective.
And from your experience in the event industry, are there any other examples?
Yeah, a few things, some very simple things that don't cost a lot of money or time.
Mm-hmm.
Is, for example, with the badges. You,
yeah,
know,
yeah,
a lot of times people get a name tag. But what could be interesting is to give a blank one. And then you can do something with it related to the topic of the team. So, for example, if you're doing something on innovation, you can ask people, what was the best innovation for you in the,
mm-hmm,
last 5 years? Or write down a hero. And then what happens is that people immediately have something to talk about, and you can do something when the event starts, the master of ceremony, could do a little exercise with it. So that's could be an interesting element. Another thing is maybe that you ask people in advance to share some quotes or images,
yeah,
that they find interesting. What you could do as an event organizer, you just print them, put them,
mm-hmm,
in, as use them as decoration.
Yeah.
What happens is, again, people will start talking about it. They love to see their own quotes
mm-hmm,
on the wall. So immediately you have input to make the event a bit stronger. So those,
yeah,
are already some very simple things that you can do.
You made a very interesting slide share on
mm-hmm,
this topic on interaction on events. And what I also read in it was, for example, business blind date. What is that about?
Yeah. What is a business blind date is that you put five or six people together in the beginning of the conference, or maybe
mm-hmm,
even in advance, but then sometimes people don't show up. And you make a group of four or five people and you ask them, okay, during the day, because sometimes there are different workshops, during the breaks, lunchtime, come together and share your experiences and insights. But of course, what's really important is that you you take the time during the conference to give those people the time. So you have to integrate it in the process. Otherwise, if you just say it,
yeah,
it's
then
too
it
easy.
Won't happen.
No, they won't do it. But if you really integrate it and the master of ceremony is putting attention to it, then it works. And then people, yeah.
Another one was no break. What is that about?
Yeah, the no break. I think we need some breaks, but sometimes when we give a break, immediately the people are gone for half an hour. What's the exercise, or what you could do is during two presentations, give people 2 minutes of blah blah time. You know, yeah, that they just can talk and relate. Okay, what happened? And they can share some stuff with a neighbor or the people who are sitting in the back of them. What happens is they can relax a little bit, and then they have full attention for the next speaker. So instead of going on and yeah, people sometimes get a bit too much information, and then they hook off. And by just giving them a few minutes of time, that might help. Yeah.
What I'm very curious about is the bingo method, maybe as the last one.
Yeah, okay, the bingo. What's the bingo method? You can use it when you work in a very interactive way with the audience. So you ask them to think about a strategy or the future of something. They form groups of 7 or 8 people. And then they share things, they have 20 minutes, and then you say, okay, we're going to do the bingo. And I think you know bingo, if your row is full, you have to shout bingo. You ask the first group, share an insight, you get 20 seconds to share an insight. And the other groups, if they have talked about a similar topic, you know, or the similar insight, then the whole group has to do bingo. What happens is they stay attentive, you know, because they are listening what's happening. They are not going to repeat themselves because they maybe have talked in different words about it. And the third thing is you immediately see if it is an important topic or not. Because if you have only one bingo in a group of 500 people, that's not a lot. But if you have 30 or 40 bingos, that's quite interesting. And then in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you have a list of 5 or 10 top ideas or top insights from a group of 500 people. So that's one of the examples.
That's an interesting one. People who want to buy your book, where can they find it?
Yes, you can go to lessisbeautiful.co. So not dot com. No, leave the M, Less is Beautiful. Yeah. So lessisbeautiful.co, and there you can find a preview and you can order it.
Okay, Cyril, thank you very much for coming over.
Perfect.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.